Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Diane Wilkerson resigned 14 years ago after she was caught on camera taking tens of thousands of dollars in bribes. She later served time in prison. But in an improbable comeback bid, Wilkerson is campaigning to get her old job back. As WBUR's Walter Wuthman reports, the 8-term senator is hoping Boston voters are willing to give her a second chance.
Here in Roxbury's Nubian Square, Diane Wilkerson still has fans. I found James Beverly waiting for a bus, wearing a green Celtics hat.
It's not like she never did anything for this community. She always put this community first, put her second.
Beverly says he feels like he knows Wilkerson. He says he used to run into her on the street and she would always stop and talk.
It's very rarely that we get black representation in this community and they really represent us. A lot of times black people are running for black spots in our community and don't really represent us.
In nearby Grove Hall, Robbie Robertson echoed the sentiment.
I used to be at the corner of Quincy Street down there every morning. And I used to go to work and I used to see her every morning.
Robertson says he hasn't seen that same kind of representation since Wilkerson left office nearly 14 years ago.
You have to be visible. You have to be around. You have to, you know, let people see you. Otherwise, what's the point?
He said he didn't know the three other candidates in the race, State Representatives Nika Elogardo and Liz Miranda, or Reverend Minyard Culpepper. Despite Wilkerson's connection with voters like Robertson, she was forced to give up her Senate seat after the FBI arrested her on public corruption charges. She later pleaded guilty to taking $23,500 in bribes and spent over 2 years in prison. Prosecutors released a photo of Wilkerson stuffing some of the bribe money into her bra. The comedian Jay Leno made jokes about it on national TV. And Wilkerson acknowledges that image is hard to forget. Here she is in her first public interview since entering the race with B87 FM host Notorious VOG.
So I tell people, I don't have any secrets. I don't have any secrets in my closet. I tell them my clothes are hanging in the middle of Blue Hill Avenue
right, for
everybody to see.
She says she's willing to fight for neighborhoods like Roxbury and Dorchester as they recover from the pandemic and old racist policies like redlining.
We can't afford to have people representing us whose focus is being nice and getting their colleagues to like them. That's not what this job is about. It's not what the role is about.
Wilkerson declined to talk to WBUR about her campaign. But in an interview earlier this year with Boston Magazine, she denied ever taking bribes. She argues the bribes were actually consulting fees and insisted she only agreed to a plea deal to get out of prison faster. Regardless, history shows it's difficult for politicians to stage a comeback after being found guilty of corruption. Ohio Congressman James Traficant, U.S. Senator Ted Stevens, and Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci all lost elections after felony convictions. One famous exception is former Boston Mayor James Michael Curley. Curley's first brush with the law came early in his career as a Boston alderman, when he took a civil service test for a friend who wanted to be a mail carrier. He got caught and went to jail, but biographer Jack Beatty says Curley found a way to take advantage.
And when he came out, he actually used that incarceration to get a bigger vote, I think, as an alderman. That's my recollection. Under the slogan, he did it for a friend.
Curley later went to federal prison for mail fraud while serving as mayor. Reports from the time say a brass band played Hail to the Chief when he returned to Boston. Some who know Diane Wilkerson think she also faces a tough road back into office. Mimi Turchinitz worked as Wilkerson's staff counsel in the State House in the 90s. Standing outside the public library in Roxbury, she recalls Wilkerson was once the highest-ranking black woman in state government. Turchinitz says Wilkerson could have run for governor or Congress.
I mean, it's a shame. I mean, she could have run for the Joe Kennedy seat, and that all blew up, and that's too bad.
Now, Turchinitz thinks it's time for new leadership.
I like Diane. I do. I think that she's a competent, brilliant person. I'm not sure it's the right race for her to be running.
Another person who was skeptical about Wilkerson's decision to run, at least at first, was the B87 radio host, Notorious VOG. But he also says Wilkerson has deep roots in the community, and she decided to run for office in a district where many people know her, not just the infamous photo.
I think she's smart enough to realize she's not going to run for governor. There's not going to be no Senator Diane Wilkerson, Congresswoman Diane Wilkerson, Mayor Diane Wilkerson. This would be it.
In that sense, this race for her old state Senate seat is Wilkerson's last dance.
That whole day when I did the whole Diane Wilkerson thing, I was playing some Donna Summer, Last Dance. And I kept playing it and kept playing it. And people kept calling and requesting it. VRG, play it again. And I said, this is true. This is going to be a last dance, a last chance for love.
Wilkerson certainly still has a lot of love in her old district. The question is whether that love will be enough to lead her to victory. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.